Welcome to At the Library with your host, Diane Barker, local author and conference speaker. For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com.
Authentic, passionate, funny, and biblical, all describe Becky Harling. A best-selling author, Becky is a popular speaker at conferences, retreats, and other events. She's been a guest on many radio and TV shows and holds a degree in biblical literature. She's a certified leadership coach. Her life experience as a pastor's wife, missionary, women's ministries director, survivor of breast cancer and childhood sexual abuse all bring depth and realism to her message. Becky is the author of 10 books, including her latest, Psalms for the Anxious Heart, a 30-day devotional for uncertain times. A wife, mother of four, and grandmother of 14, Becky is passionate about inspiring women to awaken hope so that they can become more resilient in the face of life's hurts, confident in the face of life's challenges, and joyful in any life circumstance. Becky, welcome to At the Library.
Hey, it's great to be here with you, Diane.
Well, I've been looking forward to this for a long time. We've been friends, really, for several years, and I don't know why. I never got around to having you, so glad.
Well, I get it. Life is crazy.
It is, and now more than ever. Well, I want you to tell me about this awesome new book that brings hope and comfort during this crazy time of our history. Tell me about Psalms for the Anxious Heart and when you wrote it and why.
Yeah, so what happened was COVID hit, you know, and
yes,
the world went into quarantine and things kind of went crazy. And I had a Bible study that was going to come out in June of this next following year on the Psalms. And Moody came to me and they said, hey, do you have any ideas for this COVID time? And I said, well, actually, what if I write quickly a 30-day devotional? And so they loved the idea because we felt like we needed to give people hope during these unprecedented times where they could go to the Psalms to heal the anxiety that they were feeling.
Well, you've answered my next question because I wondered how you were able to put this together so quickly, or if you had already been working on something and kind of rearranged or drew from that. So that is basically what you're saying, that you were already working on a project, but you just kind of adapted it for this new format, right?
Well, I actually wrote the devotional to accompany what will still come out in June. And so I did kind of write it from scratch, but a lot of the prayers and a lot of the devotional thoughts came right out of my own prayer journal, Diane. And so the Holy Spirit just allowed me to do that.
Oh, yeah, he's good at that. Well,
yeah, he is.
Give us some encouragement to survive this uncertain time. You can read a couple of your devotionals if you want to, or just talk about them. Just give us some encouragement. We need it.
Yeah. Yeah, we do, because people are quarantined right now and no one knows when this is all going to end. But, you know, in my own life, Diane, for many years, I struggled with anxiety. It just seemed I couldn't get a grip on it. And about 20 years ago, I learned a new practice, and that was the practice of really praising God for who he was in spite of my anxiety. For years, I had been reading through the Psalms every morning, and what I love about the psalmists is that they come before God gut-level honest. And so they pour out their heart to the Lord, but then they shift their focus to praise. And so in the devotional, you join the psalmist as you hear them crying out, like, how long, Lord, how long? We're all asking that question, right?
Right.
And yet they move to a place where they begin to praise God that his timing is perfect. And so I have just found great comfort in the psalm. And so I wanted to pass that on to others that might be wrestling with anxiety.
Yes. Well, tell us, if you don't mind, how did you come to have such a strong faith in Christ? When did you first come to know him as your Savior?
Ah, that's a great story, Diane.
Good.
So I came to Christ as a very little girl. Like, I was 3 years old, and I remember asking Jesus into my heart, and I fell in love with Jesus as a three-year-old, and I just started talking to him all the time. But I grew up in a very crazy household. And so while my father was in ministry, he also was sexually abusing me the whole time I was growing up. And so there was a lot of horror and chaos in my childhood home. And so I grew up clinging to Jesus and really reading his word and looking to him. And I really did not deal with the sexual abuse until I went through breast cancer. And then God brought everything back to me, and I began to really cling to the Lord in a whole new way. You know, a lot of times our faith isn't as strong as it could be until we've walked a journey of horror and difficulty.
Yes. Well, tell us about the breast cancer experience. When was that?
Yeah, so that was 20 years ago. I'm now 20 years cancer-free, which is awesome. So I went for a routine mammogram. You know, no mammogram is really routine. It's kind of uncomfortable. But anyway, I went for one, and they found cancer, and they said it was very aggressive. It was moving quickly, and the safest way to deal with it would be to do a double mastectomy. And so I headed for surgery, and, you know, for a lot of people, cancer is awful, and cancer definitely is awful, but for me, it was very clarifying because God did a lot of physical healing in my life, but he also did a lot of emotional and spiritual healing in my life through my journey of cancer because I had more time than ever with the Lord, and I was able to really learn how to praise him for who he was above the cancer, and his presence just came close in a whole new way, Diane.
Oh, yes. Well, now, have you written a book about that?
That's in several of my books. It's in a Bible study that I wrote called Who Do You Say That I Am, where I talk about the crisis of faith I had. In Rewriting Your Emotional Script, I wrote that in 2008. And there I talk a lot about my journey of healing from sexual abuse. And because the two happened simultaneously, the journey with cancer and the journey from healing from the sexual abuse that I experienced as a child are very interwoven.
Okay. Well, I have never heard your love story. Tell me how you met your husband, Steve.
So you really would have to know my husband, Steve, to appreciate this story. Because he's kind of a crazy guy. And he has this huge global heart. So anyway, I had come back from a summer missions trip. And Steve and I were both in Bible college. I really didn't know Steve, but he was the president of the Africa Prayer Band, and I was the secretary. And he kept calling meetings, and I thought, what in the world? I don't have time for all this. Well, in these meetings, he eventually asked me out, and I went out with him, and gradually we fell in love. And, you know, we got married a week after graduation from Bible college, and moved right into a parsonage where he was the lead pastor. And so our journey has been wild and wonderful. I've been all over the world with Steve because, as I say, he has a huge global heart. I say that when I married Steve, he literally gave me the world.
Oh, yes. Well, now I know that he served in the pastorate for many years, but he's in a different role now. What is it he's doing?
So, okay, up until about 2 months ago, he was the CEO of a mission organization. And so for the last 4 years, we have literally traveled, I think, to 80 countries. But in the last 2 months, he has left that position, and he is starting an organization that will help send people to the field. And we're also doing a lot of coaching and consulting and writing and speaking.
Right. Well, tell me how you got started writing. Now, you got married right out of Bible college, so you had not been writing up until that time?
No, I had not been writing. I always wanted to write. And so, you know, we kind of rode the ladder in ministry. I mean, Steve kept stepping into bigger churches, and all the churches he stepped into grew, and we had 4 kids, and life was pretty full, and I was hired in one church alongside of him to direct women's ministries and small groups. And then I brought a speaker to our church who then became a mentor of mine, and I told her about my desire to write, and she said, I really believe God's called you to do that, Becky. And so it took me a little while. You know, it was weird because NAF Press called me because she had called them and told them about me. And so they asked me to send in a proposal, and that doesn't usually happen. But then they turned down two of my proposals. But they kept saying, we like the way you write. You're just not writing about the right thing yet. So come back to us. And on the third proposal, then they gave me a contract. And then from there, things took off.
Wow. So when was that? When did you publish your first book?
It came out in 2005. And I kind of was writing it during that season where I was dealing with surgeries for cancer and all this kind of stuff. So it was kind of a wild time to be writing, but sometimes God's timing isn't the same as ours.
Right. Well, how do you even find time to write with all the traveling that you do with your husband?
Well, the last 3.5 years, 4 years, I guess now, were pretty crazy because we were in 80 countries. And I realized during that time, I wrote 5.5 books, almost 6 books. And, a lot of times I just had to say, Lord, I need to be able to do this because you've opened this door and I believe you're in it. And so I would write in hotels. Sometimes I remember we were in a part of the world where Christ is not known, and there was a lot of spiritual warfare, and an editor was asking me for all of my edits. And I just remember getting down on my knees saying, Lord, you know where we are, and you know I got to get these edits done quickly. And the Lord gave the grace to do it.
Well, yes, that is amazing. I'm thinking that from the things that you've discussed, that you have been through, what would you say to someone who is in a really hard place? How could you encourage them just to believe that no matter what they have experienced, that God knows and He cares and that He is somehow going to bring good out of it?
Absolutely, Diane. I love answering that question. And the first thing I would say is if you are hurting, if you're listening to this and you're hurting and you feel like life is falling apart, I want to challenge you to be honest with God. It starts there. God already knows what you're feeling. So whatever you're feeling, pour it out before Him. But then I also want to challenge you to switch your focus from the darkness of your circumstances to the wonder of who God truly is, and praise Him that He is good in spite of your circumstances. That rhythm of pouring out our hearts to God in honesty and then shifting our focus to the character of God to praise Him has worked in my life, and I can give testimony to the fact that for the last 25 years I've been doing this, and it has radically changed my life.
Do you have a favorite Bible verse or favorite passage?
Oh, I have so many in the Psalms, because this book is about the Psalms. I mean, I love Psalm 46, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. I think for a lot of people right now, they're looking towards the future with fear. They're thinking, how is this all going to end? How's the election going to happen? How are we going to survive this crisis? Are we going to lose our jobs? Are we going to lose our homes? And yet God promises to be that refuge in crisis times.
Well, yes. And what would you say just to someone who's dealing with depression or discouragement, if anyone had a reason to, you certainly would have because you've come through that. But really, what got you through the cancer experience?
I had several things that I clung to. First of all, I clung to the Word of God because the Word of God is steady and sure during the most awful times. I clung to the fact that I had committed to the Lord that no matter how awful I felt, I would choose to praise Him above the chaos. So the Word and praise. And then I had a dear, dear mentor who walked alongside of me during that crisis. She literally prayed over me every day for 7 years. And so God brings healing, and we're designed for community, Diane. And I really believe we need supportive friends in our lives who will journey alongside of us when life is hard.
Yes, thank you, Becky Harling. Our time has flown by. Becky is the author of a brand new book, Psalms for the Anxious Heart, a 30-day devotional for uncertain times. Thanks for visiting today.
For comments and questions about today's program, call 423-878-6279 or email us at whcb@thelibrary@gmail.com. For more information about the host, Diane Barker, visit dianebarker.com. Join us again next time for At the Library.